Fatti un selfie, specchiati nel vetro, bello pulito.
Tutto di vetro, metro dopo metro, cammino all'indietro, frana la terra, frana la montagna, le pietre si sgretolano in mille ferite, l'acqua trasparente nasconde tutto e niente, brutto è il diavolo, brutto è il
This voice
with which I'm singing.
These sounds
that I
am making.
Hello. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Isaac. We're right after
Nerdwar, the Human Serviettes
show. That was pretty good. And today, we're just going to be playing some songs. I just felt good about it, okay?
I'm impressed. It's okay.
That was a better one out of the ones so far this semester. Yeah, go ahead, close the door.
Keeping track?
I just felt in the moment, just right now, that one was pretty good. That's it.
You're valid.
Every night he listens to
You're
all
so
of them.
Valid.
And he practices in the mirror.
Anyway, That was just a song by Lucy, also known as Rushi. Rushi. This is called This Voice. It's not out, but if you want, you can go see Lucy tonight. She's performing at, let's see, I got a reminder on Facebook today to go. She's performing at Trees Coffee. Lucy Barnett, of Word on the Street, one of our Australians. Starts at 8 p.m. and is at Trees Organic Coffee. That's on Granville Street. So if you want to check out her stuff, you could go there to do so. We're just going to play some songs for most of the hour. Going to take it pretty easy. So now we're just going to play some songs that Finn chose, I think. So first, we got 7 minutes. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with 7 minutes. Do you want to just give a little intro to this song?
Sure. Yeah, it's one of two new singles from the Montreal-based band Tops, and this is their first release since 2017 when they released a full EP, and so this is like part of their new album that's coming out soon.
Still here? Some of these widows wouldn't act so cavalier. We all know that the game has changed. It's crazy out here, rap's got a bad name. Think about it, what if bling never happened and the true artists were getting rich from rapping? Word to God, some should give. Let's delete the politics so real hip-hop can live. Beef is what's up now, careers are getting shut down. The media wants something meaty. People are fucking greedy, music and culture is like a foreign language. You'd be better off staging a fake beef in Spanglish. Compadre, can you handle the whole weight?
ideal skills, watch them swallow your whole plate. You used to support your fam off of this. Now you can't even buy spam off of this. And I don't deal with swine. I ain't Dr. Phil. I'll truly help you heal your mind. Nowadays, it's like everybody's losing it. Instead of them preserving this gift, they're all abusing it. It's mad drama. They want us reaching for the llamas, causing hysteria, the new hip-hop criteria. And they forgot about the blood, sweat, and tears. Now we see the results of all the blunts, chicks, and beers. Word to God, if Big and Pac was still here, some of these weirdos wouldn't act so cavalier. We all know that the game has changed. It's crazy out here, rap's got a bad name. Think about it, what if bling never happened and the true artists were getting rich from rapping? Word to God, something should give. Let's delete the politics so real hip-hop can live, live, live.
I hate telling good people bad news, bad news. I hate telling good people bad news, bad news.
So that was Bad Name by Gangstar, and it was the second single they released off their new album, One of the Best Yet, which just dropped today. And it's a really cool album because it's their first project in 16 years, and it's been 9 years since their member Guru passed away, and so the album is like very important for them because it was a project that wasn't finished for a while and they were working on for a really long time. And the album features verses, like unreleased verses from Guru, and then also features by people like Q-Tip and J. Cole, and so it's just exciting to see.
Yeah, Talib Kweli too. Also Drew the Demanger, that's crazy. So next, what's the song you're gonna play next? You have one more song. Is that yours?
Yeah, the next song is from a band called Nerija, and the song's Riverfest, and this is a jazz group from London, England. And they're part of like a new jazz scene that's coming out of London. And they are a septet, so they have 7 members, and 6 out of the 7 members are female, which is very cool to see. And so, yeah.
Thank you. is it right? Just finished to fill my wings. See you, I'll be there.
Hello, hello. I'm Isaac, your host for Word on the Street. And I'm gonna, just kidding, it's Helena. I'm gonna talk
about... Oh, you got me.
Yeah, I really got you. Got you good. so, I'm gonna talk about, really quickly, an album that I really enjoy by one of my favorite Korean indie groups. The album is called 24: How to Find True Love and Happiness, and it's by the Korean indie pop group Hyogo. So there's like four members in the group. The singer guitarist is Ohyuk, and the band's name is his name backwards, Hyogo Ohyuk. Bassist is Im Dong-gun. Guitarist is Im Hyung-jae, and drummer is Lee Yun-woo. And yeah, they formed in May 2014. And so originally Ohyuk grew up in China because his parents were like... they worked as university professors, and he moved to Korea when he was about 20, I think, to pursue a career in music, even though his parents were, like, really against it, because I guess they wanted him to go into academics. Yeah, so he speaks fluent Mandarin, Korean, and he knows quite a bit of English, and he uses his cultural influences into his music, so you can see there's a lot of, like, Mandarin, English, and Korean lyrics at the same time. Ohyuk was a one-man band until the other members joined in, which explains why the band is just named after him. So their debut EP was called 20, and because it reflected like the band members' age at the time. What's really interesting is they name all their albums at like after the age they are. So they started with 20, and then this one is called 24, which like I'll get into more of that later, but yeah. they gained a really strong following in Hongdae, which is like akin to like Vancouver Chinatown, like just like kind of like the epicenter of like the indie music scene. And then they gained Main Street popularity when they went on this variety show called Infinite Challenge, which is basically like competitions with singers, I think, and then just like a few talking points and stuff. But then after that, they realized they don't like going on mainstream television, so they just never went back on again. But it really pushed them into like the general public's view, I guess. And they cite the Beatles and, I've never heard of this band before, The Whitest Boy Alive, which is a German-Norwegian funk indie pop new wave music group I've just learned today. And they're really popular amongst like Korean youths. Like they're like the group that they're popular amongst is called the Sampo Generation. It's akin to like millennials in Western culture. Sampo means like giving up three things, which is courtship, marriage, and having children, just because of like societal pressures and then economic issues. So because they talk a lot about themselves and like because they're the same age as like that Sampo generation, like a lot of people identify with them, but to them they don't really think they write music for that generation. They're just writing things and then people find themselves identifying with it. Pretty cool. And then they started to gain a lot of Western attention within the past few years. Like they played at the Vogue October 2018. I was gonna go to that, but then I couldn't. And then they performed Coachella 2019.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty cool. They're really great. Sorry, this is very not structured. I just really like this band. So they did a Dazed interview. I'll start with that before I get into the album. So one of the questions was, you said that your latest album, How to Find True Love and Happiness, is about growing up, but it's quite dark. Did you set out to produce an album that talked about the parts of growing up that we don't particularly like? And Hyogo's answer was, I think there's only one and zero in this world, like a binary. I think every direction is either one or zero. In a way, we are all dying or learning and growing. In that sense, because there's only one or zero, either or, I think the dark side is always there for every topic. And I think every single one of us shares and always has those two sides. And I think that's the way we learn. And
wow.
Yeah, that's why I think he likes to name his albums after his age, because it's kind of like he sees it as like a chronology of his life, kind of like keeping an archive, like a memoir. He says he looks back and then he's like, yeah, this is what I was going through at like age 22 or age 20. Mm. Pretty nice. And I guess 24 is the age where he's trying to find what true love and happiness actually means. Yeah, and then, okay, I'll get into the album now. So the first track is called Graduation. And it's funny because he says that he thinks of the first song as like an ending. But he says the thing about closing is that it ends because something new comes in anyway. So I guess that's a nice like starting point for the album, because it's kind of like, now I'm 24. I'm not 23 anymore. That era has closed. But now I'm starting a new journey of like finding meaning to true love and happiness or whatever. And the song we just listened to was called Gang Gang Shil. It's one of my favorite songs from the album. It's not a very long album. It's like five songs. But this song talks about like the he uses the conflict between North Korea and South Korea as like a metaphor for like, I guess, having conflicts between friends, because he says that he got inspired to write this song after he went to a show in Berlin, and then he brought along a photographer friend and they had a really big fight. And then during that time before they made up, he was thinking a lot about like what a true apology means and what it actually means to like have compassion in a relationship. And then when he turned on the TV, he saw that the TV was playing like something about the peace treaty on the North Korean, like the Korean Peninsula, like ending the war or whatever. And then he thought that that was kind of like God telling him to like write this song or whatever. So if you notice that the song has like a pretty military march beat to it, it sounds really reminiscent of like traditional Korean music. Yeah, it's very nice. I didn't finish analyzing this song, I guess. Another song that I really like in the album is called Sky World. Sky World in Korean roughly translates to heaven. Hanu Nara, like Hanu means sky, Nara means world. Yeah, and then he describes the song as like a lullaby that aims to rethink the age-old idea that one must do good deeds in order to get to heaven, but rather they kind of suggest that one needs to do good deeds to escape hell. In the YouTube description of the music video, he says, very roughly translated, I've written in my nursery rhymes the idea that maybe we're the only one out of this hell. He kind of writes this song as like, has a nursery rhyme tune to it, like very traditional, like Korean nursery rhyme style, but the lyrics are pretty dark. Like the opening line is like, next to a deep forest and a little spring, I was bitten by sin and died. So yeah, pretty deep stuff. So like next to a drawing on themes of youth, Hyogo uses language that frequently appears in like traditional Korean nursery rhymes, but it's juxtaposed with darker imagery like sin and like being bitten and dying. So they introduce a more nuanced theme into the song, like the loss of innocence, basically. The next few lyrics are, when a long, long night finds me, not wanting to wait any longer, I close my eyes. Next to a deep forest and a little moon, who will get bitten by me next? So it's kind of, I think he's kind of talking about, like, I got bitten by sin, but because I got bitten by sin, other people will be affected by how I behave as a reaction to that. That's all I really wanted to talk about, like, in terms of specific songs. But yeah, they did an interview with this one website called Bandwagon, and the interviewer asked, are the songs in the EP an instruction manual on how to find love or happiness, or are they based on the process of finding it? And Ohyuk says it's the latter. Many scholars have tried, but not one has managed to summarize it in one sentence. No one or nothing can be clear enough or give a manual about it, and I wish that we all together could be more concerned and try to find it. And then Hyunjae says, not to define what true love and happiness are, but capturing ourselves in the journey of finding it. So that's kind of reflective of like how they name their like albums after their age, so they could look back at it like as a memoir instead of just like talking about what it actually means or whatever. Like they want to like document their process, like their progress in trying to like reach the goal, I guess. And my last, my closing note, I guess, is they did an interview with Essence. And Essence, like in the interview, they describe Hyogo as, in this social context, the ascension of an indie rock band like Hyogo is an incredible and invigorating feat. But it also reveals an audience that is increasingly interested in musicians that they can relate to on a personal level. Hyogo has become the face of the Sampo generation, a self-ascribed term for Korean millennials that shines a light on the crushing effect of the country's competitive job market, expensive education system, and institutionalized elitism. And I think that something that really distinguishes them from like typical mainstream pop music, like that defines the K-pop genre, is like K-pop usually doesn't really touch on those subjects. Like they tend to just be more surface level, lighthearted. Like I don't want to say superficial, but they don't really delve into like touchy subjects, I guess. And Hyogo's not really afraid to do that because it's just them talking about their life. And I'll close with this last Q&A. The topic of love and happiness seems to be quite a departure from your previous albums, which tended to be on the dark and depressing side. And Ohyuk says, we have talked about love in our albums before, but not one of those typical love stories. Same goes for happiness. They are something I do want to address and find. And as you know, love and happiness are universal themes. They are something that everyone knows. Even babies know what they are. People say one must love in order to find happiness, but happiness is so subjective. For me, personally, if I can find love and happiness, then I would deem that to be a successful life. Ultimately, wealth, fame, and success aside, it is rare to find people who have achieved both love and happiness. Thank you. Thank you for enduring my very unstructured talk.
That was really intriguing because we usually don't get to talk about non-Western music much at all. So that was really eye-opening. So thanks for sharing. I think we're going to go to a quick break. We have a PSA made by a couple of our members. So I'm not really sure what this is, but they spent a while on it. So let's just hear this, and then we'll play an ad, and then we're going to play some more tunes for everyone today. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, what are you listening to there, buddy?
Oh, hello. Didn't see you there. I'm listening to Moonchild.
I love Moonchild, and I see they're playing the Biltmore November 10th. Are you going?
I might. I haven't gotten tickets yet, but they're available on Eventbrite.com and at Red Cat Records.
Hello, fellow CITR members. Are you guys talking about Moonchild, the alternative R&B trio from Los Angeles, California?
Oh, hey, Nardwar.
Why, yes, we are.
I hear they're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, presented by the MRG Concert. Side Stage presents CITR Radio and our very own Discorder magazine. Be there or be square, keep on rocking in the free world, and doo-doo-doo-doo.
Doo-doo. That was The Water off of Zane Copper's debut album of Love, which came out earlier this year. He's from Victoria, and he's also released a project called 2016, which is a new EP that came out on the 18th of October. And my little brother did the artwork for it, so I think that's cool. He also has an art directory podcast called Art Until Death, which gives a bit of insight into his creative process.
Cool. I'm going to play a couple songs from a couple performers from last night. If you're at Locals Only Halloween show, there was a bunch of performers and artwork up, including some art from some people in the room.
No, there wasn't. Stop it. Prints are $10.
Huge shout out to Pernilla and Mia and Olivia.
We love Pernilla Locals Only.
We love locals only. Yesterday was a really sweet lineup, and I'm just going to play, first of all, Zephyr, a new single from Canon. We played this last week, but I just want to play it again because it's finally out.
Black Fangus.
And it's been on the way for a long time. So I'm going to start with that, and then after that, I'm going to play Fred Perry Pillows by Honda Carter. And again, we're just playing some music today. We'll get a couple other members to play some songs that they like. So here is Zephyr by Canon.
Jesus, and watch out for polices. How they fighting for their pieces now. Holy moly, they roly poly oly. When I spit up in their face, make them disappoint their OG. Hey. When I spit up in the cut, need a band-aid. This nigga done fucked up your damn day. This nigga done fucked up all night. Mark on the moon, handmade. I hope that nigga died for his eyes closed. I said fuck DT, that's a fly though. Hope they fire that bitch on some pyro shit. They fuck him DP with the fire hose. He said fuck PC, so that's how I chose words. And say fuck JT for the BT circus. Niggas can't see with their eyes, so they tweet about they fucking TV from their iPhone.
Tinted black windows don't lie. Ooh, yeah. Just like a mirror can see inside. Ooh, yeah. time I had to do it like, but I'm shooting freeze from the half. I had a ball like that, I pop it, sack, bitch, stop it, had a car like half. Full, any wardrobe, I got any on my ass. You drive a plane, J Mercedes, I like AMG, I'm back. I shop at Nordstrom, nigga, why you shop at Nordstrom Rack? Bro, yeah, facts, you niggas been mad. Go and get your money up, I ain't never sad.
What you're about to hear is Sophie. She is a producer and artist from Scotland, and she released her album last year. Wait one second. I have to get the name. Oil of Every Pearl is Uninsides, but then she released like a rethought the album and like remixed it. And so this is Face Shopping, which is one of her hits. But then it's like the lipstick gel remix, she called it.
Cool.
Thoughts request the love, revenge to you. Benz a coupe, that bitch fast, highs a dodge. Ice cream on the inside, highs and eyes. SRT, she said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my motherfucking life, though. They ain't some nice kicks, I don't know what to me, but I like, though. Rap game star pupil, I wrote the shit with my eyes closed. Shawty say she working on to my tape, she'll cut a tabo. Range my shit, got range, I write with a rifle. Rightfully keep LED like a light show. From the north side, do it for the north side. That is not my bitch, ain't no strings tied.
Gave ass the boot like Louisiana. Cross over like hot sauce, dug it out in pork chops. You is not a street nigga, grew up on the street nigga. It's cool to be you, just take a look at me nigga. Ooh. I get the bands like the roots. Black out on my thoughts, request the love, revenge to you. Benz a coupe, that bitch fast, highs and Dodge. Ice cream on the inside, highs and Dodge. SRT. I get the bands like the roots. Benz a coupe, that bitch fast, highs and Dodge. Ice cream on the inside, highs and Dodge. Ice cream. I get the cake, tea, I'm a suit. Fake clout, got a handout, nigga looking like I'm a suit. I'm really 10 toes down, yeah, it look like I'm in boots. One hand on the wheel, but I whip it, it feel like a 10 to 2. They can live for tennis shoes, but the people dying out here for less, though. Meanwhile, them same shoes that the club said ain't the dress code. You say you fresh, though. I'm on the bread, I'm on the pesto. I'm an investor. She put a heart in it, then let me be, this sound like a stetsu. I get it man like a funkadelic, and that shit was easy, like my name was Eric. And then I take your girl like a nigga Elvis, make a couple dollars, spit it with the fellas, yeah, ice cream shoes, Ben and Jerry, yeah, my ice these fools. Tom and Jerry, I got price steam flows, man, if every nigga 14 go, help me. I get the bands like the roots. Bands are cool, that bitch fast, highs and eyes. Ice cream on the inside, highs and eyes. Ice cream.
Papi, you don't wanna fuck with me. Half a suicidal bitch might suck you up and dust the knees and hit the streets, rejoice a little. Grateful for my everything, his body's a casket. The line in cherry wood, the pussy turn him ashes to ashes. I dash it, I come up. I'm sucking dick cause black lives matter. I scatter roses on my metaphor cause the world shot nipsy. When a girl got tipsy, I went to Ben and Jerry, got my berry on. Whole world city crashing and burning niggas, just carry on, carry on. Cry, 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 get right back to the money, then carry on. Cry, 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 hop right back in the pussy. Ooh, I wish he would fuck me happy too. Looking at Ben on Jerry, hope one of my niggas coming through. I hope one of these niggas coming through.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We're on the Street. That was a song Gabe wanted us to play. Gabe couldn't be here today. Not sure why. That was called Haagen-Dazs. That was by Ghetto Sage. Okay, Gabe. I'm just going to play a couple ads, and then Jack is going to give his history of what exactly are you going to talk about.
Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about like the Bay Area movement that's... Okay, so there's like two big Bay Area movements when it comes to hip-hop. It's mob music, and then it's hyphy. And so I'm going to be talking about hyphy.
Okay, we'll be right back. Here's just a couple ads.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Okay, wait, so hold up. Are we playing the song first, or are we just going to
go into it? You talk first, and then we'll get into the song.
Okay.
You got 8 minutes for both.
Okay, perfect. I can hustle. so today I'm going to be talking about the hyphy movement, which is mostly just like since 2003-ish, maybe like late 90s is when like the hyphy movement like really started. And it's an underground rap scene from the San Francisco Bay Area, also known as the Bay. And it really just originated from kids wanting to do something with their life that wasn't like gangbanging and just like something that was fun, just something that was upbeat, just having a good time. Because there, especially in the late 90s, there was a lot of violence in, like, Oakland, Vallejo. Like, there's still some, and, like, it's still really sketchy, but it's not that bad. Like, people are legitimately scared to go there. But one of the weirdest connections between the two, or between hyphy and drugs, is Molly. Like, they love that drug for some reason. But, like, I mean, I guess it's better than shooting at each other. I'll take it. So the originators of hyphy music are, like, Mac Dre, E-40, Problem, Too Short, Keek to Sneak. And Keek to Sneak is actually the one who turned the who coined the term hyphy. He did it in 2002, I believe. I could be wrong, though. And it wasn't really the true start of Bay Area sound, necessarily. It really originated from mob music, which is essentially hyphy, but just a little bit harder. Just hard-cutting beats, just gangster rap, that kind of thing. But the best song that really embodies hyphy music is Feeling Myself by Mac Dre. It's kind of just, like, set the tone for a whole era of music for the Bay Area and just how the kids and everybody reacts to it. And the sound is still kicking around today. Like, technically, the hyphy movement is dead. It died in, like, 2009 or so. But it's kind of being carried on by DJ Mustard and just, like, all of California. They're really just, like, taking to that sound and just, like, taking it into their own and doing their own thing with it. But the sound itself is all about bouncy synths. It's actually crazy, the synths sometimes. Really grimy 808 bass lines and hand claps especially. Like, there's hand claps in every single hyphy song. It's actually wild. But a lot of the time, the sounds, especially the synths, they'll oscillate up and down and back and forth through your headphones if you're listening through it. And it just really kind of goes through, like, a psychedelic effect almost. And that's what it's just kind of what it's all about. Peace.
Goodbye.
It's kind of like... It's kind of like every producer is trying to get everybody, like, grooving and dancing to the weirdest ways possible. Like, every time, like, prom or homecoming or anything like that, like, in the Bay Area, you will almost definitely hear a bunch of songs that are hyphy. And every time it comes on, people are losing it. Like, it's actually a really good time. Because it's really all about the high energy, and that's really what, I mean, it's what the dance is about, for sure. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So the sound itself has kind of been compared to the crunk movement of the South, for the Dirty South, mm-hmm. I guess. But it's like the West Coast chiller, more fun version, I'd say. Even though E-40 was part of the crunk movement with, like, T-Pain and, like, oh, God, what's his name? Lil Jon? Lil Jon, yeah. Shout out. God damn. T-Pain, too. Like, there's actually a few songs on E-40's album, My Ghetto Report Card with T-Pain. It's actually, a lot of them are really good, too. But the hyphy still lives on today in the Bay with acts like All Black, P-Lo, Cool John, Neff the Pharaoh. Like, all of them, they really take a lot of inspiration from their forefathers of the Bay Area rap scene. And a lot of it's actually really nice. It's, like, it's some of my favorite music. It's honestly what I listen to a lot of the time. But, like... Like I was saying with DJ Mustard, like, kind of promoting the sound, he was kind of annoying with it because he kind of said, he was, like, acting like he made the sound. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm bringing California back onto the mainstream. I'm finna, like, just do a big and, like, do a whole new movement. But really, it's just hyphy. It's really all it is. But, like, honestly, it's not a bad thing. Like, it's nice to see California having its own sound again because after it had, like, G-Funk and mob music, and that all kind of died down. And then, like, Atlanta kind of started taking the spotlight. It was nice for California to have something for them again. And, yeah, so at this point, hyphy music is dead, but everybody's represented it. The rest of the industry, like, is pretty much just taking notes and just trying to incorporate into their own styles. And that's really all I've got to say about it.
Sick. Do you want to... Yes.
Yeah.
A little clap. You want to play this song quickly?
Yeah, song so the this? Song we're going to be playing is Tell Me When to Go. It's E-40 and Keek to Sneak. Yeah, it really just kind of embodies hyphy music.
Thanks for listening to Word on the Street. Catch us again next week at the same time, 5 to 6 on CITR 101.9 FM. Good night.
Hey, good night, y'all.
Ooh. Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go. Go.
So shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews going dumb, dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones.
Ooh, tell me when to go.
Talking on my getro on my way to the stop. My second or third trip. Some Henny, some Swishers, and some Listerine strips. Dr. Green Thumb lips just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, look at the dark cloud. Sitting in my scraper watching Oakland going wild, ta-da. I don't dump mainstream, I knock underground. All that other shit sugar-coated and watered down. I'm from the Bay where we hyphy and go dump. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from.
Ooh. Tell me when to go.
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 Go. King of the super duper hyphy, 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 hyphy. Hypey and your wifey, you don't want me like, from the Bay to the A. Put me in the backwoods with your sweet buds. It's just some shit I broke. I said he couldn't be saved by John DePonto. I slid past on the gas, get the bitches at me. It's good, like the granddaddy. Cross gang, you get flipped like a burger patty. I zigzagged, pass me the big old fat. I drank white with a snow bunny. Talking big shit in a scraper going hella dumb. 1800, Jose Cuervo. Y'all know what I'm saying, no. Ooh. Tell me when to go.
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 Go.
Traffic for a minute. Let me tell y'all about this hyphy movement we got going in the back. When I say something, you say it right back at me. You smell me? We're gonna do it like this here. Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Ghost ride the whip.
Now scrape,
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 scrape.
Put your stunner shades on.
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 Now gas, brake, dip,
dip.
Gas, brake, dip,
dip.
Shake them dreads,
shake them dreads,
shake them dreads,
shake them dreads.
Let me see you show your grip.
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 Now fierce,
thanks,
fierce,
thanks.
This,
this,
this, doors open, man.
Doors open, man.
Doors open, man.
Doors open, man.
Now watch them swing, watch them swing.
Now
watch them swing, watch them swing. Go stupid,
go,
go, go stupid,
go,
go.
Tell me when to 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 go.
Go. Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.
Tell me when to go.